This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery.
Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
DMB, he's back again doing Outside the Box with RSB, and RSB doesn't know where he is. I think I'm in Arizona somewhere, and you're on the way to somewhere, too. It's a wild time.
Yes, it is, RSB. Good to talk to you, my friend. We're both in the middle of travel, and you're in Arizona, and I may be flying over you soon on the way to Portland, Oregon from Tennessee. So, yeah.
Oh, well, wow.
Cross in midair.
I'm going to wave to you, and please don't dump any chemtrails on us when you fly over.
There's already too many chemtrails over Arizona.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've had some clear days, but I'm feeling it today. I was like, you know, the road can wear you down. You're out of control of your own environment and the access to things, but I'm glad to be with you today, my friend. Now, let's see. There's any number of things we can talk about. I mean, the biggest thing is, of course, the truth about detox is available now. Am I correct in saying that?
It is. Truth about detox was released Sunday. And so it's just go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. You can link through to it. But, yeah, I've gotten a lot of really positive feedback thus far, and we'll see how it goes. It's a well-done package. It's a very, very well-done three-volume set DVD, as well as the books that accompany it, and the full-color manual is just incredible. So I'm really proud of it. It's going to help a lot of people understand the nuts and bolts of detox and walk them through step by step how to do a detox.
Well, and it's long overdue in terms of putting this kind of information in one place, accessible, easy to follow, not only, as you say, in the video format via DVD, but also to be able to read about it, see it with the imagery, and just making something that is so vitally important so much more simple. This is something that, you know, as you know my story, Ty, coming from a traditional American medical upbringing, pharmaceutically raised, I never heard the concept of detoxification unless it was talking about rehab of drug addicts. Then they'd throw you in detox, right? And,
right.
You know, so even though we've been at this and I've been at this for a long time now, I can't forget how foreign that concept was to me initially, and that many Americans are just now tapping into this concept of detoxification, what it really means, that it's not just for drug addicts, it's for all of us that are on a planet that has become very polluted because of the arrogance of man, and also the many methods that are accessible to reverse course.
Yeah, I think you're right, Robert. It is so foreign to a lot of people, and you know, I guess one of the ways that you can judge whether something is valid or not is if you go out on the internet and you search for detox, you'll find out that it's quackery. And so as soon as I start reading that, I'm like, okay, there's something to it, right? You read about alternative cancer treatments being quackery. Well, you know what? There's something to it. They're saying it's quackery. And they'll say the same about detox. But the reality is, you know, it is a toxic world that we live in. It's a toxic slew out there, and we're being pelted. I really believe that that's one of the reasons we've seen this huge rise in cancer over the last century is because 100 years ago, we didn't have airplanes dumping chemicals in the air on top of us and breathing it. We didn't have chemicals in the water. The purification plants like chlorine and fluoride and the other contaminants in the water supply now, we didn't pelt our food with pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides. We didn't have genetically modified organisms. we didn't have electromagnetic radiation that's in, an invisible toxin, or what I call a hidden hazard in The Truth About Detox. You know, so that coincides over the last 100 years. The rise of all these toxins coincides directly with the rise of cancer. So, you know, when you go out on the internet and you see that detox is all quackery, believe me, there's something to it. We should all be aware of the way that we can potentially detoxify our body, and that's the real goal. It's the goal of The Truth About Detox is to share these easy steps to detox your body, and then let people make their own mind up if they want to do it or not, but at least they're educated on the topic.
Yeah, listen, we learn about the liver in high school, in biology class, the functions of the systems and the organs, and then we pay no attention as we trash those same systems and organs that we learned about in high school through the, well, I would say de-evolution of the environment by subsisting not on food but on phantom foods, right? Now, of course, we've added the extra detriment of genetically engineering the food to basically sustain itself via pesticide treatment and management, right? It's not dead like it should be because they've modified something to allow it to handle more toxins, but you're not going to be able to genetically engineer man to handle these toxins because, by God, we've been eating food since there have been humans and animals and life forms on the planet and food and plants. And then over the course of 100 years or less, depending on how you measure it, we've altered that food, added so many synthetic compounds that our enzymes don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the ability to suddenly go, oh, yeah, I recognize that component because that's been around forever. Break it down, get it ready for a removal. It's like these toxins coming in overwhelm our ability to manage normal metabolic waste, much less these environmental wastes that are being put into food that we consume and expect that there shall be no untoward effect. Cancer, that's still just a genetic anomaly. It has nothing to do with the toxic poisons you're consuming.
That's true. I mean, that is the attitude of the medical system today. It's interesting. You know, there's a few restaurants that we'll eat at that I feel good about eating at. You know, one of them, of course, Chipotle. We try to get Chipotle whenever we can. You know, Jason's Deli has a pretty decent selection and Whole Foods have a pretty decent selection. But there's another one that's coming up, and that's Panera. And Panera has made an effort now to stay away from GMOs and to get as clean as possible of food. Not that they're completely organic, but they're going that direction. And I saw a commercial on Panera recently, and it really speaks to the point you just made. It said something to the point of, how can you add non-food to food and then call it food, right? So we don't, at Panera, we don't believe in that. And that's what we're doing. We're adding non-food to food, and we're calling it food. And this term food is kind of a generic term today for anything that you can swallow. It's not necessarily food, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like when you go into the grocery store and you see apples and then you see organic apples. Well, really, what we should see is apples and then poison apples. Because apples, by definition, are organic. When you add pesticides to them, they're not really clean like apples should be anymore. So we've mislabeled food as well, and that kind of goes into the narrative.
Well, and there's some confusion about, you know, the term organic even, because when we look at what has resulted in these pesticides and these additives and these preservatives and these flavorings, technically the term is organic chemistry, interestingly enough, right, out of Germany.
Yeah.
And yet it's not the same that we talk about organic food, which used to be just called food. So there's confusion that has to be broken through, because those that would like to convince us that food is food no matter what kind of toxic poisons are added to it, they'd like us to be confused. And that's part of the process of, like, determining something is quackery, right? It's a point of confusion. Let's confuse people. They don't know what's real anymore. And, of course, there's a disconnect, and there's maybe a gut feeling that people have to say, yeah, there is something wrong. I can't put my finger on it. The experts tell me not to worry. And if I do worry, then I'm considered orthorexic or chemophobic, right? So we got to control behavior by labeling people, as opposed to people like, you know, a Tom Brady, and we talk about the Super Bowl this weekend, who eats organic food. And you know, they try to attack him based on his food dietary choices. And it's like, wait a second, what's wrong with wanting to eat healthy food? I remember we had the comedian Dick Gregory we met and talked about, and he's like, you know, when he was drinking a lot of liquor and smoking a lot of cigarettes, they never called him a cigarette nut or a liquor nut, and then he's health food, suddenly he's a health nut.
It's interesting with somebody like Tom. I think we might be on a little bit of a delay here, but it's interesting with Brady that he takes the heat because he eats organic food. So I guess there's something wrong with not wanting poison to be sprayed on the food that you eat. I mean, how is that wrong to not want pesticides that just guts of insects to be on the food that you eat and go into your gut? I don't understand how that's abnormal. That seems to be perfectly normal for Brady to want to eat organic food.
Well, and as evidenced by his 39-year-old body in the NFL, where quarterbacks don't last till 39, certainly not at that level that he's performing, and you begin to say maybe we need to discredit him because maybe more people will look at his diet and lifestyle and think, well, it's really a good thing. It's not nutty and quacky. In fact, we should do it too.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it takes me back to the documentary Supersize Me, where you saw, you know, Morgan, Spurlock?
Yes.
Is that his last name? Yeah, so you saw him over the period of literally in a month go from a relatively healthy, at least healthy-looking guy to close to obese and having all kinds of heart symptoms and high blood pressure symptoms and just a total malaise in his body when he ate at McDonald's three meals a day for a month. I mean, we've seen what a bad diet can do to somebody in a relatively short period of time. And on the flip side of the coin, you see somebody like Tom Brady, or I can't remember what her name is, but it's she's 80 or 82 years old, African-American female bodybuilder that Charlene was just showing me pictures of, and she looks like she's in her 30s, and she eats all raw organic food. So, you know, you see the difference. How many people do you know that are morbidly obese, that eat at fast food restaurants three times a day that are in their 80s, right?
Yeah, no.
You don't. There's nobody left that eats that kind of diet. That should be proof in and of itself.
Right. Well, and this is why we're talking about detox today. We've got a lot of other news stories to cover with Ty Bollinger here as we go outside the box each and every week. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We'll get you to the truth about detox so you can pick up that little documentary series, a three-parter, and the books that accompany it. Very excited to have that out there to make it easier and easier for you, the loyal, humble, lovable listeners of this show, and what you're trying to do to help yourselves and help others to get well and stay well. Because, you know, as we're here reminding you that the power to heal is yours, you've got to put that reality back into action, and we'll help you do it. We'll be back with more TMB here on Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, in addition to detoxing the body, we also talk about detoxing the body politic. And, you know, that means following the Constitution. I've said this many times over the years, Ty, you know it. The body has a constitution, so does our government, so does our body politic. And we ignore either at our own peril. And for too long, our nation's constitution has been not only ignored, but just stomped on and trashed. And so we have an interesting controversy afoot. It shouldn't be a controversy that Donald Trump has nominated a potential new Supreme Court judge who is a fierce defender of the U.S. Constitution, Neil Gorsuch. And Neil is a guy who is standing up for a long time with the concept that the Constitution matters. The words, they actually mean something, and that the intent, as it was originally, has to be taken into consideration significantly before ruling on things, even in a modern context, because it's not a living, breathing document, as some would argue. We need to go back to that original construction concept that limits government, and limiting government means limiting the damage that it can do to you, me, and everybody around the world, much less those of us here at home.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Robert, I think that this is such a vivid example of the hypocrisy, the duplicity, whatever you want to call it, of many that are on the left. And, you know, I say that because I'm not on the right. I'm a constitutionalist, so I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I just see that in a situation like this, last night after they after Trump announced that Gorsuch was going to be the Supreme Court nominee, you saw the left up in arms. Said, oh, no, we have problems with him. And they were already saying they had problems with whoever it was before they were even announced. And so you saw them up in arms. Oh, we can't have this man. He's got this conflict. He's not going to be fair in this area. This guy has an impeccable resume. I've never seen a judge with a resume in the education that this guy does. And not only that, the record of him on the bench there in Colorado, he's completely fair. He doesn't legislate from the bench. He's not creating new laws. He's just enforcing the laws that he sees. Literally, if he had a different name and a different letter by his name, that was instead of an R, and instead of a Republican, if he were a D, yeah, the Democrats would have been lauding him from the very moment he was selected, saying this is the best we could have ever had. Oh, unless it was Trump that nominated him. Even if he was a Democrat, it would still be wrong because Trump did it. If Obama had nominated him and he were a Democrat with exactly the same credentials, they would have been saying this is the best choice you could ever have for a Supreme Court justice. So it's just another example of the duplicitous nature of these people that are arguing with everything that Trump does. I mean, take, for instance, the travel ban. Okay, number one, it's not a Muslim ban. Because if it were a Muslim ban, they would have banned India, which is the largest Muslim country. But they didn't. So, you know, stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Everybody that says it's a Muslim ban, it's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban on certain countries, the same countries that Barack Obama banned in 2011, and nobody argued about it then.
Right.
So again, it's not, there's no intellectual honesty. They're arguing because it's Trump that did it, not because of what he did. It's because of the fact that Trump did it. So let's just be intellectually honest here. If Trump does it, it's bad. But if Obama does exactly the same thing, it's good. Why can't we just say, look, if it's good and it's by a Democrat, it's good. If it's bad and it's by a Republican, it's bad. It doesn't matter what letter they have next to their name. But we're not in a scenario that's happening. There is no intellectual honesty. It's just fighting because you don't like somebody. And that's not honest.
No, intellectual integrity is a rare commodity nowadays. And, to speak about our willingness to even critique Donald Trump, for those who say, oh, we're in the can for Trump no matter what he does. You know, I have some concerns, and I'm sure you do too, about his appointments to Secretary of Agriculture and how much Monsanto and GMO influence there will be in that government. So it isn't about, you know, Trump does everything right because he's Trump. No, it's about what he does right, whether he's Trump or not. And again, that's something that we're losing or have lost a long time ago in terms of that partisanship. Right now, the political left are a bunch of whiny crybabies, and they need to grow up and become adults in this point and say, let's take it on principle, not because it's Trump or not, or not because it's a Republican or not. I agree. So,
that's right. I mean, how much time we got?
Oh, well, about 15 seconds to take break here.
Okay, so bottom line is, back in 2011 when Obama banned the travel, it was a good thing. And when Trump did the same thing to me, it's a good thing.
All right, there you go. We got more to talk about with Ty Bollinger here, going outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links in the notes, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Is it too much to ask for adults to be able to rationally think through, events in life that are not colored, in a sense, through a political lens that disallows genuine intellectual curiosity, questioning, integrity, all the things that we try to bring here to you on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger? I don't think it's unreasonable. But again, a lot of people are driven by emotion. They are loving that they're being manipulated, even though they won't consciously say, I'm being manipulated. But the reality is, people like to be led, and that's always been the danger. And I think that's why our founding father said, hey, let's form a government that has very limited and few things that it can do, so we can limit the damage of, you know, by men who run government that want to, you know, mess with your lives or control your life.
Yeah, I think that was the intent behind the founding fathers. That's what they had happening across the pond that they didn't want to happen here. And so that's why we have, you know, very limited government. It's government by the people. You know, but what it's turned into, Robert, is not as much of a government by the people, but more of an elite aristocracy governing, kind of like what was going on over in England before we came across and started this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the reasons why Donald Trump has gotten so much pushback, is because he's getting pushback from the right and from the left.
Right.
Because he's exactly diametrically opposed to that. He wants the rule to be by the people now, and to decrease government size, and to put more of the power back into our hands. And that really flies in the face of the controlling, ruling elite right now,
mm-hmm.
that like the way things have been over the last 30, 40, 50, 80 years. And it was getting even worse. And now this is a big fly in the ointment to them. And that's why he's getting opposition from both sides of the aisle.
Sure. And Ty, when I talk about manipulation and control, it's not just people on the political left. It's doctors. Doctors,
yeah.
they're controlled due to government licensure, state boards of medicine, and even if they want to be real, genuine healers, they're controlled to the point where they realize that if they put their heads up like an Andy Wakefield, they'll be attacked, so they run and operate in fear. And now there's even more insanity within the world of the doctoring realm. I see a Natural News article here. It says, cultural subversion insanity. Doctors told to stop using the word mothers because it might offend transgenders.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine?
I mean, that's insane. It's just we have gotten to a point of just political correct insanity. What are they going to call them? I mean, it's like here in Tennessee, it was offensive that to the transgendered, I guess, that people were calling males he and females she, so they developed a new term, she, Z-H-E, so it's a gender-neutral pronoun for everyone. So you can't, you know, I mean, and nobody's following it, but it's just insanity.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. This is a British medical journal urging doctors to refer to expectant mothers as pregnant people. I'm like, what?
Let me ask you this. Is it possible to have someone pregnant that's not a female?
I don't know. I mean, I guess with the genetic engineering, I don't know what they're trying to do. But this booklet that the British Medical Association has put out says there are terms that should be like biologically male and biologically female. They're problematic. So we're going to alter this and say that an individual at birth is assigned to be male or female. Assigned. Not biologically, but you are assigned. Gender assignments by what? By virtue of what the doctor thought or what you get to think later? I mean, as I said, as a parent, you're a dad, I'm a dad. I don't want my kids going into bathrooms where you don't know whether men or women are going in there depending on what they declare themselves to be. Maybe that makes us, I don't think that makes us anything but normal moms and dads, but I just, you know, I look at this and I just scratch my head and go, wow, who would have predicted it went this far?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's gone so far now that it's ludicrous. You know, for a while, it was like, this is over the top, but you can understand where people are coming from to a point. Mm-hmm. But now it's just insane. It's just ludicrous. We can't call a mother a mother. We can't call a male he and a female she. I mean, it's just insanity now. It's gone past the point of even being, it's not even funny, it's insane, mm-hmm. where we've gone.
Yeah, no doubt, it's insane. I mean, I guess SpongeBob is also for kids not allowed. Well, we'll have to call SpongeBob Sponge Pat. Remember, it's Pat? We're not sure.
Okay, because, yeah, from the old Saturday Night Live skit, it's Pat.
Right, right. It was like, are you a male or are you a woman? But, of course, those were absurdities, and they were funny at the same time, and now it's taken on the role of a Saturday Night Live skit come to life. Like, this is actually what has happened. So where do we go from here? Common sense, shall it ever prevail again? Can we utilize language that is not gender neutral, and would that be okay? You know, we talked a little bit about the controversy of the million women supposedly marching and opposed to Trump, thinking that Trump was going to take away their right to vote, right? And right. You know, if you interview a million different women in this march, you'll get a million different answers as to what they're protesting. Many of them won't even know. And, of course, if they were an Islamic country, certainly most of them would not allow them to march like this, or else there would be serious consequences to that. And then, again, they wouldn't allow the women who believe in a pro-life perspective. You know, they're not for abortion. Instead, protecting families in a way that, you know, is seemingly in opposition. It's just like hard for me to describe what's happening here.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, Robert. I think we've just kind of, we're missing the forest for the trees. I mean, there's so many other things that are really important. We have protests and we're arguing over stuff like whether we should call someone a mother. Meanwhile, there's parts of this country that are really falling apart at the seams. And I really believe that one of Trump's goals is to, you know, bring out the needle and thread and try to stitch this country back together again. But instead of getting support, you know, bipartisan support from people that are going to benefit from his policies and are literally going to have a better, safer country to live in, we lose focus and we begin to, you know, argue over little piddly things that in the end, who really cares if we call someone he, she, or she, or if we say the word mother?
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter.
But there is a place where seemingly the political left and whatever Trump's position is as a political right, I don't really classify Trump as a, you know, on the right necessarily, because he's, you know, he's for America, bottom line. And
right.
You see, like, Bernie Sanders going, hey, Trump, if you're really serious about drug pricing, I'll work with you, right? Okay, fine. I don't mind partisanship and nonpartisanship in the sense that we can work together on common goals. But even that, you know, and I've talked about Sanders' perspective and penchant for lowering drug prices or making drugs for free. Our argument is that drugs are too cheap because too many people are on them. I want the prices raised, like we've joked about Shkreli and others who raise drug prices and they're vilified. And it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek when we say good for them, they're raising prices, only because in a free market, people would then gravitate toward things that are affordable and actually work and that are non-toxic. And, you know, our goal would be a little different than saying, hey, the answer to our healthcare crisis in America is to make drugs more accessible to everybody by lowering their pricing. Fine if you want cheaper drugs. I'm not going to say don't have them. But the reality is cheaper drugs are not going to solve the healthcare crisis.
well said, Arce, because the healthcare crisis is not a result of people being deficient in drugs.
Yes.
The healthcare crisis is a result of people being sick from an overburden of toxicity. And so it really is another area of insanity to think that this healthcare crisis could be solved by an increase of the very thing that has caused it to begin with. It makes about as much sense as using chemotherapy to treat cancer when we know that chemotherapy causes cancer.
So here, you know, here's another case in point where we would say Trump really lowering prices is not the solution, but I'm not going to discredit him totally on that because a lot of people are dependent and perception is reality for them on drugs. So we look to say, you know, what would really be a solution here would be to allow freedom to come back into health care and healing. And, of course, the information that you have put out through the truth about cancer that we've all participated in, now the truth about detox, is facilitating empowering people with information so they don't fall prey to the government pharmaceutical complex agenda to say at all costs we've got to make sure drugs are the dominant paradigm. No matter what you call health care, it's really drug care.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's not really even – I wouldn't even call it care, Robert.
Right.
It's not really drug care. It's drug Band-Aids, right? Because drugs can be a helpful Band-Aid in rare instances. There are drugs that have saved lives. But it's not health care. It's not going to fix Humpty Dumpty. It's just going to put a Band-Aid on him until his body's able to heal itself, right? The power to heal is yours. Drugs can be a quick fix, and they can be a Band-Aid in certain instances. But we're not going to solve any kind of a healthcare crisis by increasing the amount of drugs that are available, because we're not in the healthcare crisis because we are deficient in drugs. Again, that's I don't think we can reiterate that strongly enough. Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course, if we lend that thought form to vaccines, same thing happens. We've got scams that are promoting intoxicating little children, much less adults, with antigens, adjuvants, a whole host of other things, to create artificially induce an immune response, which does not strengthen immunity. It maybe it stimulates an antibody into being, but that's not the be-all, end-all of immunity. And so there's another aspect of this. Now, SaneVax has a great article, and we have it linked up in the show notes, about a retired NCI NIH program director supporting a vaccine safety commission, right, as they're attacking Trump and RFK Jr. for even wanting to look at vaccine safety, much less scientific integrity at the CDC. So but you don't get that in the mainstream media. They say these people are kooks or quacks or not scientists or not doctors, yet there are PhDs, MDs, many researchers around the globe that are saying, hey, we need to look into this. But again, the agenda is right out there, and the mainstream media plays along with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have some pretty reputable, pretty renowned medical doctors that I've interviewed for the truth about vaccines. Matter of fact, I'm en route right now to interview another one of them, Dr. Paul Thomas, who's a medical doctor in Portland, Oregon. And he actually does vaccinate his patients if they want. Mm-hmm. But he does not believe in a one-size-fits-all vaccine schedule. He does believe that a majority of the vaccines are toxic. And he's very much in favor of much more study into the safety and efficacy of vaccines.
Outrageous. So, how unreasonable. Listen, you know, we got to take a break, DMB. We're going to be back to wrap up Outside the Box after this. Don't go anywhere. Great stuff to come.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
As CMB heads the highway, or the highway above us, to go do more on the truth about vaccines, which is going to be a stunning, documentary evidence of the issues surrounding vaccination, like nowhere else before it's going to be revealed. We're talking now in the final segment today about, well, killing children and killing old people. Why would we do that? Well, it's not that we want it. In fact, we want just the opposite of that. But there's an article at Natural News about the Atlantic, a magazine called The Atlantic. It's caught pushing fake science, claiming heartbeats of unborn babies are imaginary.
Wow, imaginary. So I guess you can listen to it on a sonogram.
Yep.
And anybody that's in the room can hear the same heartbeats, but I guess they're all imagining the same thing at the same time. That's a phenomenon that we've never seen before in the history of the world.
Wow. I mean, their headline, how the ultrasound pushed the idea that a fetus is a person. Anything that they can do to make it so that this human life that's developing in the mom is not really real, and then it can be terminated.
Wow.
And of course, we go back to the entire Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood agenda of annihilating the black race, if you will. And that's the sad irony of those of that African American community that support Planned Parenthood. By and large, it was set up to decimate you, and that's an uncomfortable truth, but it has to be told. And then you go to the latter years in life, and you look at drugs being directed. This is where we say cheaper drugs is not the answer. These seniors that are on multiple drugs, they're going to die miserably, as it's been in evidence for a long time. And now even antipsychotics are being called into question. Are they killing old people?
Yeah, Robert, this is really sad. And it saddens me because of the fact, as I wrote Monumental Myths, I did a lot of research into Planned Parenthood. And you're absolutely right. Planned Parenthood was initially begun by Margaret Sanger to annihilate the black race and the Jews and any other minorities that she thought were unfit to live. And that's why we see, I think it's over 70% of the Planned Parenthood locations are in the lower income neighborhoods where they can target the African American people. And one out of every two African American babies today is aborted. So they are achieving their goal. And it's sad to see that we had this huge racial component in the inception of Planned Parenthood. And, I saw a video this week. Charlene posted on Facebook. There's a lot of positive feedback, and there's, of course, the trolls out there saying, you know, you shouldn't be posting it to stay on cancer, which they always do. But it's like, it's our personal Facebook. I'll post whatever I want.
Yes.
But it's a video of a baby that's born and still in the sack.
Yes.
The water never broke, and you can see the baby moving, I mean, living.
Yeah.
Living, literally breathing baby still in the sack before it breaks outside of the womb.
Yeah.
And I dare anybody to tell me that's not a baby.
Well, and of course, the Atlantic will say that's imaginary, right? It's like, this is the thing. When you degrade and devalue human life to such a degree that killing it is made legal and okay. And of course, this is a discussion fraught with all kinds of danger because people have beliefs about things that they may never change based on that. But if you have an understanding or recognize that even the science, the technology has shown that, yes, that heartbeat is not imaginary, it's real, you can't support that killing of a baby. But those who refuse to believe that it's alive, of course, they don't look at it the same way. I get that. But it's just amazing that a major magazine, I guess I shouldn't be amazed, would claim that even when technology identifies something like a heartbeat, they claim it's imaginary.
Yeah, that's just absurd. Well, again, Robert, we have entered into a warped reality where we have jettisoned logic and fairy tales become reality. Of course it's not imaginary. Everybody can hear it. It's a heartbeat. You can measure the heartbeat. You can tell how much blood is actually being pumped scientifically now in that imaginary heartbeat. So, no, it's
yeah.
a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's a heartbeat. There's no doubt. But we live in this fairy tale now where we believe what we want to believe because we have this preconceived notion,
mm-hmm.
and we back into whatever we believe based upon what we want to believe, and so we make reality into whatever it needs to be to support our preconceived notions.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I love imagination, and I wish more adults would use their imagination like we did when we were children. But to utilize it in this way that is destructive to life, and even the imaginative reality that has unfortunately manifested that everything is a drug deficiency, we need more drugs and cheaper, that's problematic. So it's not TMB and RSB speaking against imagination. We love imagination. It's a gift from God, I believe. But, this selective suddenly, Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell are now women because we said so, right? No, that doesn't work. So, we're men. We're men, dagnabbit. You got to deal with it. All right, well, we're out of time, TMB. You have a safe journey cross country, and we'll talk to you back when we're both back in the home studios.
For sure, RSP. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Yes, and remember, folks, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.